Now D-U-Z, Duz, brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Duz, the new kind of soap that does everything best. You know, once upon a time, there was a washing machine that was very sad. Every wash day, you'd hear it say, "The soaps that I have to use give me the wash day blues." Then one day, the lady of the house came home with a big red box of Duz. She poured some Duz in that machine, started washing her clothes, and listen. Duz is my soap, oh yes. Duz sure outdoes the rest. Duz everything best.
Oh, that's the tallest story yet. One soap doing everything best.
Well, it's true. You see, Duz was tested against 25 different wash day soaps. No doubt the soap you use in your machine was among them. All were tested for the things you want most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, together with greatest safety for colors. And only Duz, the new kind of soap, had a perfect score on the whole combination.
Do you mean none of those 25 soaps beat Duz?
Not a one. Compared to Duz, some soaps were inferior on whiteness. Duz washes towels whiter than soap after soap. And most soaps couldn't touch Duz on safety for your nice colors. Duz actually leaves pretty undies brighter.
Well, my husband's a mechanic, and I have to wash greasy overalls.
Say, none of those soaps can do all Duz does and still get tough work clothes cleaned so easy. With Duz, there's no hard scrubbing.
I think Duz is what I've been looking for.
Sure. For whiteness, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors combined, this new kind of soap tests it best. Duz does everything and does it best. And now Duz invites you to visit the Goldberg. You know, there's an old belief in our land that every town and city has one charmed corner. And if you wait long enough on that corner, sooner or later, every friend you've ever had will pass by. If Molly had been able to listen in on the phone conversation a few minutes ago between the nurse at the Hillcrest Rest Home and the Greensville police, Molly might have believed that the rest home was situated on one of these charmed corners. For the police were checking to see whether Jacob Goldberg was a patient at Hillcrest. But Molly knows nothing of this call. And right now, she's in her room. Rosie and David are still with her. Listen.
Oh, Rosalie, David, for what reason and for what purpose do I have to be here? I'm not sick. I'm well. I'm extremely well.
Just a day or two, Mama, darling.
Just a day or two, Molly. Look what a nice room this is, Molly. You rest yourself.
Rest. From worrying, there's no rest, David. And if I lie here in bed, will that stop me from worrying?
It'll give you time to think, Molly, that worrying don't help the situation.
But, David, darling, I'm in the same situation here, David. If I have to worry, wouldn't it be better for me to worry in my familiar surroundings with my own friends in my own home? Probably. I want to go back to Lastonbury. I long for the Connecticut hills. Please, Rosalie, David, it'll help me, Rosalie, David. Where's my kilt?
He's waiting downstairs in the hall.
And Joe Ellis Molly's trying to find out what he can about Jake.
All right, Uncle David.
Well, what did I say?
All right, Rosalie, if Uncle David speaks about Papa dear, it's all right. Let me also talk about Papa. Maybe it's better if I talk.
But the nurse said not to talk too much, Ma.
No.
No, Mama, darling.
So I wouldn't. Oh, yes, I wouldn't. Why do they have two beds in this room?
It's a private double room, Ma.
Semi-private.
Private means private. And semi, that means half private.
Semi-self.
It'll be company for you to have somebody in the room, Mark.
Company? Well, if Papa was here, do you know what he would say?
What?
Ma.
It's all right. Let me talk about Papa, dear. Papa would say, Molly, don't mix and don't mingle. Oh, he was always afraid of mind mixing and mind mingling. And why was he afraid? Only because he wanted to spare me. Oh, Rosalie, your papa loves me.
Loves you, Ma.
Loves me. Rosalie, someday you should meet somebody that loves you like he loves me and how I love your papa. In all the years of our married life, Rosalie, his homecoming each night was something in the day I looked forward to.
Mommy, darling.
Let me talk, Rosalie. Good. Or even the door would slam. Even that door would slam, and if it was loud, I knew already the papa was nice. I remember, Rosalie, how I used to say, get the bicarbonate. Always when the door would close, it was Jake. And I would look already to see. And I knew already by Papa's Jake the answer, what was already in the factory and what was already. I knew. And when he wasn't in such good humor, you remember, Dave, Rosalie, whatever was on the table for supper was the thing Papa didn't want. So I used to know that, and I would say, Jake, darling, soup. And Papa would say, why soup? So I would say, chicken. And Papa would say, why chicken? Oh, our whole life flows by you like a river flowing willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly, nilly-willy. And that's life, Molly. That's life. The whole life is nilly-willy, willy-nilly. You got to see it should be nilly, not really.
You want a little water, Ma?
No.
We have to go, Ma.
Why, not yet. No, not yet. Don't go. Wait for the night. She'll tell you when to go.
Then don't talk, Ma.
Let somebody else say a word, Molly.
That's something I never like to do. So much I should change this. Only one thing, Rosalie, you'll have to do.
Yes, Ma?
Find the boy's name from Mexico. After all, I'm the only living relative. I want you to write to the lawyer, explain our delayment and why we were delayed and we didn't arrive in Mexico. If you have a pencil, give a scribble now. Let me see.
I'll know what to write, Mama, darling.
I'll feel better if I hear it, Rosalie. And also to Sammy, I want to scribble a line. He mustn't know something is wrong.
No.
Yes. Are you comfortable, Mrs. Goldberg?
Oh, thank you very much, Nice.
You want us to leave now?
Oh, a little bit longer, Nice, dear.
Well, just a few minutes.
Thank you.
The other patient will be down soon.
The patient from this room?
Yes. She's in the solarium now.
Oh. Is it all right, Nice, if I scribble a letter to my son and also another important business?
Well, I guess it'll be all right. I'll be back soon, and then your family will have to leave.
Yes, Nice, dear.
I think you'll find some stationery in the top drawer of that table.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, it's all right.
You're welcome.
She's nice, not?
Beautiful.
All right, Rosalie. So I think I'll write my business epistle first.
Business epistle first.
All right, Mom.
You ready?
You ready?
Yes, Mom.
You're comfortable, Molly?
Yes, baby.
Maybe, Molly, you should decline the bed a little and put your head on the pillow.
I'm all right, Dave.
So what do you want to write?
I want to write to whom this concerns.
What?
The letter.
You don't know who it concerns, Molly?
Why don't I know?
So why don't you say so?
No, that's what I'm saying. To whom this concerns.
Whom?
Whomsoever.
Whomsoever hasn't got a name.
But when you write formally, names are superfluous.
Oh, so names are superfluous.
Yes.
Excuse me. You sure, Molly?
I think so. Huh? It's perfectly proper. Perfectly proper.
Oh, it's perfectly proper. It's perfectly proper. So right.
To whom this concerns? Dear sir.
Why don't you wait with this letter, Mama, darling?
Wait for what?
Well, until you can tell them more definitely when you'll be there.
Maybe they can bring the child here.
Without the visa, you can't cross the border of Mexico. That much history I know, David.
I'd wait, Ma.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
All right. So write to family better.
All right, Ma.
So write.
Not lengthy, Molly, please.
No, just a few words. You ready?
Yes, Ma.
All right. So write, capital. Sammy, dear Sammy.
Yes,
Sammy, dear Sammy. Got it?
Uh-huh.
All is well as leaves us, period. I hope you're the same as leaves you, as we are likewise. And Dora also.
Likewise.
Pop is well. Don't put likewise. Pop is well. to say well.
Ma.
All right.
Hey, Ma.
Why did this have to happen? Why? If I only knew. If I only knew where Papa was. If I only to disappear like a shadow. All right. If I saw Papa dear sick in bed. If I tried to help him and I couldn't. All right. But this, I'm not to know. Not to be sure.
Rosie Goldberg?
Yes.
You're one on the telephone.
Who?
It's Mr. Hilton.
Oh, my.
Go, Rosalie, please. Tell him we'll be down in a few minutes.
Yes.
Go, Rosalie.
Yes, ma'am.
Go, darling.
Thank you, nurse. Where's the telephone?
Right down the hall.
Oh, thank you.
Hillcrest West Home.
Is this the third floor?
Third floor.
Do you have a Jacob Goldberg there?
Repeat that name, please.
Hello?
Excuse me, take a call for me.
Hello?
I said, repeat that name, please.
Oh, I thought I'd been cut off again. Do you have a Jacob Goldberg?
Just a minute. I think you want the information desk.
Now listen, miss. I've been trying to get some information about Mr. Jacob Goldberg for the last hour. What is this?
Sorry. Hold on, please. I'll connect you with the information desk.
Excuse me, just a minute, miss.
Hillcrest West Home.
Excuse me, but there's a call for me.
Hillcrest West Home.
At the Gillespie's
rest
home.
The
caller
from
downstairs. Well, the police are certainly having difficulty getting the information they want. But when they finally get through to the information desk, will there be a record of Jacob Goldberg at Hillcrest? Is that why Mike is calling Rosie? Now, friends, it's mighty shocking to read the war casualty lists. But isn't it even more staggering to know that last year in this country, where we feel so safe, we had an all-time high home front casualty list. Yes, accidents are on the increase because we have become careless. Now think, over 97,000 people killed, over 10 million people injured right here at home. And most of these accidents could have been prevented with just normal precautions, normal care. It's up to every one of us to play it safe. Accidents of any kind delay victory, take important people off important jobs. So be more careful. In traffic, at home, at work, or on the farm. For instance, at home, avoid letting piles of newspapers, rubbish, faulty wiring, and equipment accumulate. They're hazards to your family's safety. Be sure stairways are kept clear, well lighted, and that railings are strong. Keep your yard clean with tools put away. Be sure matches and your medicine chest are out of reach of the children. Observe the ABCs of safe housekeeping. Always be careful. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg, and written for you by Gertrude Berg, and brought to you by D-U-Z, to you by D-U-Z, to you by D-U-Z, does. The Hillcrest Rest Home has more than rest and care to offer Molly. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of everything best. Cardboard cartons have gone to war. So when you shop, take your own shopping bag or basket with you.